The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And on today's episode, we're going to start off with an article from WRAL.com's Go Ask Mom. It's about the Museum of Life and Science in Durham. It's building a program to serve families and kids on the autism spectrum. Over the past couple of years, staff at the Museum of Life and Science have been working to boost their offerings for kids on the autism spectrum or with other special needs. And this year, they're working to get the word out to an even broader audience about their efforts and upcoming events. In 2019, the Durham Museum will roll out a series of sensory-friendly events. Here's what's on the schedule so far. Friday, February 1st, Sensory-Friendly Friday, 5:30 to 8:30. Admission is $5 for all ages. Representatives from the University of North Carolina Teach Autism Program will be on hand. Sunday, April 7th, again, this is at the Museum of Life and Science in Durham, Autism Awareness Day. Friday, July 12th, Sensory Friendly Friday once again, with activities both inside and outside the museum. And then a long way off, a sensory friendly Santa train with the dates to be determined. Some families come from upwards of an hour and a half away, says Michelle Cloda, the museum's director of learning environments. We're stunned by it. These events are few and far between in our region, and they've said this is something they're going to take a chance on because of the price and because we're starting to build a reputation. About 1 in 68 children are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder in North Carolina. That from a 2017 report from the CDC. All right, let's take a look at the lineup for Raleigh Improv. It's on Parkside Main Street in Cary, Thursday through Sunday, January 24th through the 27th. It's Harlan Williams. Comedian and actor Williams is known the world over for his hilarious movie roles and outlandish stand-up and sketch comedy routines. From his unforgettable roles in films such as Dumb and Dumber, Something About Mary, Half-Baked, Rocket Man, Sorority Boys, Down Periscope, and so many more. That's Harlan Williams, January 24th through the 27th. Friday and Saturday, February 1st and 2nd, Arsenio Hall. If you ask different people where they first saw Arsenio, you'd probably get a number of different answers, but it was the success of his Emmy Award-winning late-night talk show that got him rocketed to the top. February 8th through the 10th, Gilbert Gottfried. At the young age of 15, Gilbert began doing stand-up at open mic nights in New York City. After a few short years, Gottfried became known around town as the comedian's comedian. February 14th, Andrew Schultz, a native New Yorker and international touring stand-up. Andrew is known for his hilarious and unapologetic comedy. He challenges conventional wisdom with his Big Apple tone, often idiotic, at times brilliant, but always hysterical. February 16 and 17, it's Rita Rudner, a house-filling favorite in Vegas, and she opened there in June 2000. Rita is known for her epigrammatic one-liners. I'm going to have to look that up. Epigrammatic. Over the course of a 14-year run and 2,000-plus shows, she has sold 1.5 million tickets and become the longest-running solo comedy show in the history of Las Vegas. All right, also at Raleigh Improv, February 22nd through the 24th, Felipe Esperanza. February 28th through March 3rd, Brooks Whelan. March 14th through the 17th, Jeff Dye. And March 22nd through the 24th, Country Wayne. Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, January 23rd, the Hodge Twins. For years, you have watched them on their various YouTube channels and laughed until your stomachs were in knots. If you thought they were funny online, just wait until you see them in the flesh. Thursday through Saturday, January 24th through the 26th, it's Chad Daniels. Though he often flies under the radar, Chad has carved out a rather nice niche for himself with his acerbic yet sweet take on comedy. Over the years, he has racked up several appearances at the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal, in addition to a slew of visits on the late night circuit. Wednesday, January 30th, Brent Blakeney at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Brent is a Raleigh comedian and has been practicing his craft since 2011. Hard work and dedication have paid off in the form of opportunities to work with such big names as Brian Regan, Bill Burr, Lisa Schlesinger, and Bruce Bruce. Thursday through Saturday, January 31st through February 2nd, it's T.J. Miller. T.J.'s background ranges from classically trained acting to sketch comedy and improv, and it all comes through in his stand-up. He's hilarious and smart, and Variety has named him among the 10 comics to watch. Thursday through Saturday, February 7th through the 9th, Christina Hutchinson and Corrine Fisher. The two have been performing as a comedy duo since 2011 and are the creators of the successful podcast, Guys We, well, Gritty, Sexy, Raunchy, Silly, and Opinionated. Fisher and Hutchinson first started gaining local notoriety with their house party-style live comedy shows at Gotham City Improv. The rest of February at Goodnight's Comedy Club, February 14th through the 16th, Mark Norman. February 22nd and 23rd, Christopher Titus. And then February 28th through March 2nd, Nikki Glasser. And a note, of course, all shows are 18-plus, unless noted. All right, Howling Cow, NC State's popular ice cream, is now at Harris Teeter. If you've been to the fair, there's a good chance you've had the ice cream. You no longer have to actually go on NC State University's campus or wait for the fair to get a scoop of its decadent Howling Cow ice cream. NC State has announced that 16 Harris Teeters in Raleigh, Cary, and Wake Forest will now be stocking Howling Cow pints in 6 flavors. Here they are: Campfire Delight, Cookie Dough 2, Chocolate Chip Mint, Cookies and Cream, Butter Almond, and Cherry Brick Road. NC State will use proceeds from the licensing agreement with Harris Teeter to fund student scholarships and dairy and agriculture initiatives. Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets: DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Through Sunday, January 27th, it's Miss Saigon. Wednesday, January 30th, Russell Peters, the Deported World Tour. Thursday, January 31st, Tony Braxton. As Long As I Live Tour. Friday, February 1st, Mandolin Orange. Saturday, February 2nd, A Conversation with Bob Woodward, Woodward's Fear, Trump in the White House. Monday, February 4th, The Simon and Garfunkel Story. Friday, February 8th, An Evening of Entertainment, and this is part of the Durham Public Schools Scholarship Foundation. Saturday, February 9th, Disney DiCapella. Sunday, February 10th, Pod Tours America. Tuesday, February 12th through Sunday, February 17th, Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Wednesday, February 20th, the Alan Parsons Live Project. All right, at Carolina Theater, this is on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Saturday, January 26th, Riding with Joe Crack. Sunday, January 27th, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Saturday, February 2nd, ICCA Quarterfinals. Thursday, February 7th, Bert Kreischer. And he's got two shows, 7 and 9:30. Friday, February 8th, The Second City, It's Not You, It's Me Tour. Saturday, February 9th, The Fab Four, as you might expect, a Beatles tribute group. Friday, February 15th, Susanna Baca. Saturday, February 16th, 11th Annual Hippo Awards, presented by The Monty. Sunday, February 17th, an homage to Handel, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. That's a 3 o'clock performance. Sunday, February 17th, Dimitri Martin, Wandering Mind Tour. And then Thursday, February 21st, Johnny Cash at San Quentin, Johnny Folsom Four and Friends. Moving on to Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Thursday, January 24th, it's Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox at Mamendi Concert Hall, 8 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, January 25 and 26, The Firebird, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Mamendi Concert Hall at 8 both nights. Friday through Sunday, January 25 through 27, Carmen, North Carolina Opera at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, January 26th, Phil Wiggins Blues House Party, and this is presented by Pinecone at Fletcher Opera Theater, 7:30. January 31st through February 17th, Love in the Times of Day, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 1st, Tchaikovsky Serenade. This is North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites, Mamendi Concert Hall at noon. Saturday, February 2nd, Kruger Brothers. This is another show presented by Pinecone, Mamendi Concert Hall at 7:30. Tuesday, February 5th, Dave Ramsey, The Smart Money Tour, Memorial Auditorium, and that starts at 6:30. Wednesday, February 6th, Valerie June, Cat's Cradle, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, February 8 and 9, Valentine's Romantic Classics. This is North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Mamendi Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Tuesday through Sunday, February 12th through the 17th, Mamma Mia, North Carolina Theater production. This is in Memorial Auditorium. And then Friday and Saturday, February 15 and 16, The Music of Whitney Houston, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series, Mamendi Concert Hall at 8 both nights. Okay, let's move on to PNC Arena. Sunday, January 27th at Cher. Here We Go Again Tour 2019. And after rave reviews for her role in Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again film, the multi-award-winning singer, actress, and show-stopping performer is crisscrossing the U.S. for the first time in 5 years. Monday, January 28th, Metallica, Worldwide Tour. Slipped up on that almost every time, as they have been doing for most of the Worldwide shows. Every ticket purchased for Metallica includes your choice of a standard physical or standard digital copy of Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Thursday through Sunday, February 7th through the 10th, Corteo by Cirque du Soleil. Corteo, which means cortege in Italian, is a joyous procession, a festival parade imagined by a clown. The show brings together the passion of the actor with the grace and power of the acrobat to plunge the audience into a theatrical world of fun, comedy, and spontaneity. Saturday, February 23rd, PNC Arena, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday and Sunday, March 9th and 10th, Monster Jam. Tuesday, March 12th, Elton John, Farewell Yellow Brick Road. Friday, March 15th, Mike Epps, Funny as Ish Comedy Tour. Sunday, March 17th, Mumford & Sons, The Delta Tour. In comments from the band, this is the most extensive and ambitious tour we've ever done. Traveling the world and playing shows was our initial and remains to be our primary purpose as a band. Friday, March 22nd, PNC Arena, Winter Jam 2019, Tour 360. Christian Music's largest annual tour will be presented on a 360-degree in-the-round center stage. Suggested donations at the door, $15. No tickets required. Friday, March 29th, Millennium Tour 2019. Saturday, April 6th, Kiss, End of the Road Tour. Friday, April 19th, Casting Crowns, The Only Jesus Tour. Saturday, April 27th, Women's Empowerment 2019, featuring Patti LaBelle. And Monday, May 27th, Paul McCartney, Freshen Up Tour. And it's more than likely you've heard about Ariana Grande. She got invited to star at Coachella, so she has canceled her appearance on her Sweetener World Tour in Raleigh. Once again, Tuesday, June 14th, Ariana Grande. That show is canceled. Queen and Adam Lambert are launching a 6-week North American tour following the release of the Freddie Mercury biopic Bohemian Rhapsody. Live Nation announced the 23-date tour. Will feature original band members Brian May and Roger Taylor, with Adam Lambert singing lead. There is a stop in North Carolina. It's in Charlotte on August 23rd. Moorhead Planetarium's popular Legopalooza is set for January 26 and 27. And this time, organizers are doing things a little differently. Instead of a drop-in event where you go to see the massive Lego scenes at any time, this year, tickets will be required to attend. The tickets will be sold based on a scheduled time. Admission will be $3 per person for each 45-minute time slot. The event, organized by the North Carolina Lego Users Group, runs from 10 to 4 on the 26th and 11 to 5 on the 27th. Okay, the original site of Woodstock is going to be the spot for the 50th anniversary of that concert. A 3-day music festival will be held in August 2019 as at the original Woodstock concert site to mark the 50th anniversary. The Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, a concert venue built on the original Woodstock site, says it will host the Golden Anniversary event August 16th through the 18th. This information from WRAL.com. If you're thinking about an excursion to ride the train at Pullen Park, think again. The popular ride is closed through early March. Why? Well, crews are doing annual routine maintenance to both the train and the track. But you can still go for a ride at Pullen Park. Both the park's carousel and the kiddie boats are open for business. Tickets are $1.50. All right, coming up at the amphitheaters in the Triangle, Red Hat, they've got four shows. April 13 and 14th, Death Cab for Cutie. April 27th, Rainbow Kitten Surprise. May 16th, Greta Van Fleet, March of the Peaceful Army Tour. And then Sunday, June 16th, John Bellion. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek has added another show. Saturday, April 13th, it's Zach Brown Band. Friday, May 31st, Hootie and the Blowfish and Bare Naked Ladies. Tuesday, July 9th, Tedeschi Trucks Band. Saturday, July 13th, Train, Goo Goo Dolls, and Alan Stone. Friday, July 26th, Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay, and Morgan Whalen. Friday, August 2nd, Kids Bop Live, and then the new show added this week, Friday, September 13th, Jason Aldean. Still only two concerts on the schedule so far for Coca Booth Amphitheater, Thursday, May 30th, Outlaws and Renegades Tour with Travis Tritt, Charlie Daniels Band, and special guest, the Cadillac 3. Then, Saturday, July 13th, Weird Al Yankovic, the Strings Attached Tour 2019 with the North Carolina Symphony. All right, let's check out the lineup for audio described performances in the area. Sunday, January 27th, it's Ash in Johannesburg. This is a Burning Coal Theater presentation. In the late 60s, early 70s, a meteor shot across the sports world, a young African-American man named Arthur Ashe. He won the U.S. Open in 68, becoming the first black man to win a major. But it was a little-known competition that he entered in 1973, one that took him into the heart of apartheid South Africa that saw Ashe fight and win his greatest battle. And it wasn't on a tennis court. Burning Coal has commissioned the rising young playwright Hannah Benitez to tell this little-known story for the first time. The curtain goes up at 2 o'clock again on Sunday, January 27th. Saturday, February 16th, Mamma Mia, North Carolina Theater Production. The show starts at 2, Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, February 17th, Men on Boats, Justice Theater Project at Umstead United Church of Christ. 3:30, the curtain goes up. Thursday, February 21st, Cabaret, NC State's Stewart Theater, 7:30 performance. Sunday, February 24th, Charlotte's Web, Cary Youth Applause at Cary Arts Center, 3 o'clock performance. Sunday, February 24th, it's Junie B. Jones, the musical. This is at Raleigh Little Theater at 5 o'clock. Sunday, March 17th, audio-described performance, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. This is a Raleigh Little Theater production at 5 o'clock. And Saturday, March 23rd, The King and I, Broadway Series South, Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock. Thrive North Carolina Food Festival returns to downtown Raleigh this spring. This from WRAL.com. After a successful inaugural year, Thrive North Carolina Food Festival has announced it will be returning to downtown Raleigh this spring. The festival, which is sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, will be held May 9th and 10th at City Market. Each night will include chefs performing live demonstrations, samples from local restaurants and breweries, and live music. All right, some of the clubs in the area. Let's start with Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Friday, January 25th, CBDB, the 2019 Winter Tour. Saturday, January 26th, Zach Mexico with Nest Egg and Jenny Bizetz. Sunday, January 27th, Day Party Series with Hard Worker, MKR, and Rachel Keel at 2. Then, that evening, Jake Labatz at 8:30. Tuesday, January 29th, Scott Byram with Barnyard Stompers at 8:30. Wednesday, January 30th, Andy Frasco and the UN with The Right Avenue. Thursday, January 31st, Morgan Wake and the Step Brothers with Big Dumb Hick and Maldora. Lincoln Theater, January 25th, American Aquarium 5th Annual Road Trip to Raleigh with Brent Cobb and Courtney Marie Andrews at 8. Saturday on the 26th, American Aquarium again, 5th Annual Road Trip to Raleigh with Susto and Paul Coffin at 8 o'clock. Thursday, January 31st, Resurrection, a Journey tribute, and that show starts at 8 o'clock. Then at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, January 25th, Green Sky Bluegrass. Saturday, January 26th, Disco Donnie presents Slander. That starts at 6. Wednesday, January 30th, Trippy Red, Life's a Trip Tour. Friday, February 1st, it's On the Border, and that is an Eagles tribute that starts at 7. And then Saturday, February 2nd, Chippendales, Let's Misbehave 2019 Tour. That show starts at 9. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. So long until next time.